Viter and Shas, we are above Mitzia Daf Tzadi Ches. Picking up on Tzadi Zadim Abiz, but about the page, very last line. But we're actually going to take it back to Tzadi Zadim Alpha. The Mishnah kind of ripped through because it kind of flows into it. Says the Mishnah, Shol Sapar, we're going to see a few different cases. And that is, you have people that are both a mixture of renters and there's going to be a mixture of rental and a borrowing situation. Hashol Sapar, someone goes and borrows a cow. He does half and half. So he was renting it half the day and he's borrowing half the day. Or let's say, or let's say he's renting it for today, he's borrowing it today and renting it for tomorrow. So he has two cows, one of them that he rented, one that he borrowed, Umesa, and then they die while the renter slash borrower is borrowing it or renting it. Hamash Shalom, the one who lent it out, goes and he says, Shula Mesa, it was the one that was borrowed that died. Beom Shay says, Shula Mesa, it was the day that it was borrowed that you lent that it died. Or peep turn the page line says, at the time that it was borrowed, it died. And the other one says, Eini Odea. So it's a case of Bari Vishema and Chayev, the person is going to be Chayev. Now, on that, the Gemara then went and said, you know what, let's finish the Mishnah. Let's say the renter says that the rented cow died. It died on the day that it was rented. Or it died during the time it was rented. He says, no, Patan is going to be off the hook. Next case, one of them says that it was borrowed when it died. It was rented when it died. So the one who rented it, he swears that it was rented. And then he doesn't have to pay. Both of them say, no, they go and they split it. You know, we learn from here that maybe we can learn out an idea of that money will be. If someone says, hey, you owe me $100. But how many of this? I don't know. Chayv going to be chayv. Okay, so Bari Vashema, Bari is on the flame. And to have a two-fifth of Nachman, it's a knockoff of Nachman Ditmar. Monal B'Yotcha says that if you have 100, you owe me $100. It's 100 man in your hands. If how many of this? I don't know. Rav Yehuna, Rav Yehuda, Amir Chayv, says your chayv. Rav Nachman, which is over here that we're going to say, maybe this is a teyufta to Rav Nachman. So Rav Nachman, Rav Yochan, Amir Potter, this is going to be Potter. Oh, must be that we just said again, thought of Nachman, Rebbe Nachman, says Gemara, Kedam Rebbe Nachman, Rebbe Nachman says, go and shake Esek Shua B'nam. It's a case where there's a Shavua that goes between the two of them, but they're not actually able to swear. Since they're not able to swear, therefore, it ends up being the has to pay. Hachanami here too can go into Esek Shua B'nayim. We're talking about a case where there was a Shavua between the two of them, and because of the Shavua not being able to be done, therefore he has to go and he has to pay. Says the Gemara, and this is what we're up to. Hei dami Esek Shua. What in the world is this thing called Esek Shavua? How is it? Kid Rava. Like what Rava says. Like Rava says. Beep, turn the page. Sadi Chet Simon Aleph. Dia, whoa, my Rava. The Rava says, Manali Biyadchav once says, you owe me $100. And I was, you have a money of mine in your hands. You owe me $100. The other person says, I only owe you 50. So I don't got a hundi. I only owe you 50. I only owe you 50 zus. And the rest of it, I don't know. Since he's not able to swear, no, he's not able to say that. He's not able to go and swear that he doesn't owe those things. Therefore, he has to pay him what he's claiming that he owes him. Mishkachas lo. You can find a similar case as follows. Reisha bebeis, where the first situation, when we have one cow, that's what the deal is, and the owner claims that it happened during the hours and the day that the cow is borrowed. So Reisha bebeis, the first concerns two cows except for one. Vesefa begimel, and the last claim, when the two cows were with the machlokas, and the owner says that it happened to the borrowed cow. Reisha beis v'sefa begimel. Reisha beis, first one's talking about two. Da'amalei beis paros masarta lecha. The owner says to the borrower, I gave to you two cows. Paga diomim b'sheila. Both of them, half of the day was for a loan. Upaga diomim b'sheila, and one of the other, and half of them for rentals. Inami chad diomim b'sheila. Or you could say, like the second one, both of them was for one day as a loan. V'chad, both cows for one full day as a loan. Wait a second, what did we say before? We said that both of them, half of the day is a loan, and half of the day is a rental. Now we're going to say, no, both of them, full day loan, and v'chad yom v'schirus, and the other full day is for schirus. Umesu tarvayu, and then both of the cows died be'idon she'ela, during the times it was being borrowed. It was a loan period, and now you owe me both of them. V'amar le shol, and the borrower says back, to the owner, it says, Chada in Be'idan She'ela in Be'idan She'ela Mesa, in a Chinami, one of the cows died during the time I was borrowing, therefore I owe you. V'idach lo yedani Be'idan She'ela Mesa. I don't know if it was during the time that I borrow it. V'idan Mishchir's Mesa, it was during the time of Mishchir's when I rent it, therefore I'm not going to be chayef. D'mitzol she'ni yochli shalva m'shalim. So the Mishnah is coming, it was teaching that he's going to be chayev because since he doesn't know, he has to swear. As the second cow died during the rental period, he has to go, because he's not able to do it, not able to swear, therefore he has to go and pay for that particular cow. The Seifa Begimel, and the last case is talking about three different cows. Da'amar Le Gimel Par Sasati Lecha, because the owner said, I gave you three cows. Beis B'She'el of Achaz V'Chiras, two comes up as a loan, and one of them as a rental. Meisuhani Tati the She'el, and the two that were borrowed died, and therefore you owe me two cows. V'amar Le Shol, and the borrower says back, in Chad the She'el Meisuh, one of them I borrowed died. Edach, but the other dead one, lo yidani the she'ela mesa u the kaima the schirasi. I don't know whether the cow that I borrowed died and the surviving one is the rental one. It is schirasi, so the rental one died. V'ha the kaima the she'eli, and the one that I'm using, that I have right here, is she'elo. Mitoch she'en yochli shav mesham, since he's not able to. So Wea, the other one, the one that died, was the one that was rented. Therefore, he's got to pay. Cash money, got to pay. Ule Rami Bar Chama Diyamar. According to Rami Chama, who comes along and he says that Dalit Shomrim Tzrichim Kfira B'miksas V'odah B'miksas, that the four different Shomrim, they need to have a little bit of denying, a little bit of admitting, in order that it should be that he could do the Shavuos Shomrim. Shomrim Shavuos Shomrim. In order to do the Shua Shomim, Rashi says, "B'Shua Samruas Behen Kegon Shomachinim Lishalva Shenigvra V'Shamasach Lishalva Shenensa," and so on and so forth. In order to have them do it, B'Shkachas La Dal Shomim Tzrichim Kfir Binkses V'Dom Sizm B'Shkachas La. Where do you find this? How do you find a case that they're not able to go and to do the Shavua? And therefore, it's going to be chayv to pay. Reisha begimel v'seifa bedalid. Reisha begimel. Right, we're talking about the reisha. The first case is talking about the case where you have three cows, and the seifa is talking about there's four cows. Reisha begimel. First case is talking about there's three cows. The amar le gimel paros asati lecha. The owner says, "Give you three cows." Palgad the amar b'sheila. Half of the day was loaned. Upagad the amar b'schiros, and half of the day was rented. Inami chad the amar b'sheila. One of the days of all three cows, one of them is going to be loaned. Another one, and one day is going to be all rentals. So Mesu Gimel Kula Be'idan She'ela, and all three of the cows died during the time it is loaned out. From the Shul, and the Shul says back, Chada Lo Hayadvar Me'olam. Okay, one of the cows, Pashit, it never happened. Lahadam Lo Yadvar Me'olam, like I never borrowed the cow, didn't happen. Nice try, total denial. The Chada in Be'idan She'ela Mesa. Yeah, when it did happen, it was during the time when it was loaned. Ve'idach. Lo yidani b'idan she'ela mesa. I don't know if it was when it was loaned. Ve'i b'idan shchiras mesa, or the time when it was rented. So we see over here that the borrower is going to be chayav because he's not able to go and swear that the third cow died during the time it was rented. Therefore, he's got to pay for the mrrr. He's got to pay for the cow. Seifa b'dalid. The seifa was talking about four cows. Mrrr. Darmalei dalid paros nasati l'chav kazona goes and says that I gave you four cows. Gimel b'sheila chada b'schiras. Three of them loaned and one of them for rental. Meishanach gimel b'sheila. And those three cows that I loaned you, they died. Varmalei says back. Beep. Turn the page. Tzadi chesem b'beis. Shoel. Oh, yeah, one of the show. First of all, that thing never happened. One of them be completely and totally and utterly denies. The Chada in the Shela Mesa, yeah, in the Chinami, and one of them, the one that I borrowed died. V'idach, but in reference to the other one that died, lo yidani d'shchiras meisa d'kaima d'sheila, and this one's left over, lo yidani d'sheila meisa d'kaima d'sheiras, and d'sheila meisa d'kaima d'sheiras, and d'sheila meisa, since he doesn't know, he's not able to swear, he pays. So then we played out the braisa with our Mishnah in all different cases. Here we go. Zuck, next part of Mishnah. Zeh omer she'ula v'zeh omer z'chura. If this one says, the owner says, hey, the one that died, it's the one I lent you, so you gotta pay up, boy. Another one says, no, it's the one that I rented, and I'm not chayv. Yeshava shover, hasocher sheschura mesa. He used to swear that it died. Va'amai, why does the shomer have to swear? Ma shetanu lo hodolo. that which the owner is claiming he didn't admit to, like a partial admittance. Masha hodolo lo tano. And what he did admit to, the owner, he didn't have a claim against him. So why should I have to swear? And for the Gemara, Amar Ula Yidei Gilgul. Ula says, the classic case of Gilgul Shvua. That is when someone's swearing for something, you can roll it over into something else. So the Shomer can be made to swear that was a rented cow that died by doing a Gilgul Shvua. The Amar Lei, because the owner can say to the Shomer, Ishtaba Li Ezemias de Kedarka Nixa. Swear to me that the way the cow died was kedarka, that it died in a natural way. Umigu de mishtabe kedarka mesa. I want you to make swear that it died natural. Mishtabe de nabe de skur mesa. Also swear to me that it was the one that was rented that ended up dying. Next, last part of the Mishnah. Zeomer eni odeh v'zeomer. Each one says, I don't know. Goes, I don't know. So what do? They divide it up. Hamani. Who is this go like? Sumchus. He. It's Sumchus. It's Sumchus to Amar. It goes according to Sumchus, who says, oh, we saw this Gemara before, my friends. Saw some above a comma. Sumchus, who says, Mutta Maman, Mutta Basafik, Chokin. When you have money, that's in the state of Suffolk. What do? Split it. Yeah, split it, split it, split it. In the money, in the Suffolk now, split it. Boy, Rabbi Abba Bar Mamo. Boy, Rabbi Abba Bar Mamo, Sha'ala Babaylam. If one borrowed a cow with the owner that's coming along with it, then Scharo Sha'ala Babaylam, Sha'ala Babaylam, he borrowed it with the owner. And Skar Shloba by them, and then before he gave it back, he rented it without the owner that's there. Ma, what's going to be the din? If the cow now gets Nignav, it gets stolen, it gets lost during the time when it was rented, do we say, well, the Bail of Imo, and therefore it's going to be Pater or not? Mi Amrin and She'elu L'chuda Kaim, L'chuda Kaim, L'chuda Kaim, there's two separate individual thingamajigs, and therefore they roll over. Just, it's a continuation. It's connected. Because the Shomer is going to be chayav for Gneva Veda, so therefore the Petur does exist. In Tim Salomer, if you want to say Schir B'Shele Meishach Shaykh, that actually is connected to it and continues. Schar B'Bailam. What about the flip? If you rented B'Bailam, where you rented a cow with the owner, and Sha'alah Shalom B'Bailam, but then you borrowed with that, now what's going to be the din? If then it dies during this time of borrowing, does he have this balavima with it? Do we say that borrowing is certainly not connected with the rental, therefore he's going to be chayev? Odilma came in the shaycha b'miksa, since it's connected to it a little bit, as a little bit of shaychus, because it's possible to say that the shomer is chiyav for geneva and veda during the time period, during the borrowing. Yeah, then the borrowing and the renting can be looked at as like one long shtickel, and then the patur would apply also. Therefore, it's considered like it was completely connected to it, and therefore it's going to apply even in a case when it's out of his control. I mean, if you want to say that, we don't say Kevin the Shaykh ibn Miksas, Kaman the Shaykh ibn Kuladami, Shalba Bailam, Askar Shalba Bailam. What's the case of, let's say, you borrowed it? Hold on, back it up, back it up, back it up, back it up. Imtim to Lomar, and if you want to come out and say, Lo Amrinan, we don't say Kevin the Shaykh ibn Miksas, since the borrowing is connected with the rental, Kamad Shaykh Bakuladam is considered as if it's connected, fully connected with it. Sha'alah B'Bailam, then where somebody borrowed a cow with the owner who's going to be working with it, right, when he took it on, Uskar Sha'alah B'Bailam, and then before he gave it back, he rented it for a little bit longer without the owner, the Chazur Sha'alah, and then before he gives it back, he borrowed the cow a third, like for a third part, a third time, a third period, without the owner being it. Ma, what's going to be the case over there in such a case? Does borrowing come back to its original place so that the patur is there? Odilma afsikalab schirus, baini baini, the schirus knocks it off, it cuts it in the middle. Therefore, you don't have the patur. Okay, what about the last? Well, yeah, almost. Schar babaylam, one rented a cow with the owner. Musha'Allah, and then before returning, he borrowed it without the owner. And then he rented it with the owner. Now, what's going to be the din? Right? Do we have Balav in the middle that connects with me? I mean, an Asila Schiris Aduchte, that the Schiris, the renting, goes back to its original place, and therefore the Pator is there. Odilma, Avsikul La Shela, Beni Beni, maybe it breaks it up. Teku, we leave it unanswered. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great day.